again with a little strength for today. We're going to look at how David encouraged himself in a very discouraging situation. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, David and his men found their city on fire. The Bible says the Amalekites had invaded and the city was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Let us put ourselves there for a minute. Your house is on fire. Terrorists have taken your family. In that situation, we read David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. They were out fighting the battles of life, and they came home, and this is what they found. Then it got worse for David. We read in verse 6 that David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Can you imagine what David was going through? Your house is burned. There's nothing left. Everything you own is gone. Terrorists have taken your family, and your closest friends are planning how to stone you. What did David do? We're going to look at it in a minute, but before we do, listen to this message and song. It seems like a strange song to be singing at a time like this, but it isn't. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Listen carefully.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine when darkness is rife, making the sorrowing
a blessing.
Well, I think we're safe to say that David was having a bad day. The Amalekites had invaded everything he had. His house was burned with fire. Everything in it was gone. His sons and daughters, all the people that were following him, were taken captive. And then they decided, his faithful men, they're called in the Bible, they decided that they were going to stone him. What did David do? Well, the first thing he did was make a conscious decision to get past the discouragement factor. The second thing he did was he received encouragement from the Lord. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Finally, we see David inquired at the Lord. He said, "Lord, what do you want me to do? We say all things work together for good to them that love God and called according to his purpose." It's not a mistake that God made here. What's happening? What is it that you want me to do? Recently, I woke up in the morning and I said, "Lord, today I would like you to make me a blessing to somebody. I like to be a blessing." Well, I went downstairs and the basement was flooded. That didn't seem like a blessing to me. Well, then I get a phone call and this person that needed help on the other end of the line said, "I've got to get to emergency. I broke my leg." Okay, and then another phone call, and my battery's dead. Can you help me? Yeah, okay, make me a blessing. That was my prayer. The flood in the basement, well, it'll be there when I get back. Made the trip to the hospital, went and boosted a car battery for somebody. Hey, make me a blessing. You know, when it was all over, I had fun cleaning up the flood in the basement. How does that work? Well, when we decide that we're going to be a blessing to someone else, it just does something for us. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. If we can help somebody as we travel along, then our living will not be in vain.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine when darkness is rife, making the sorrowing to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus.